Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 107, we'll read the first 8 verses together. The Bible says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands of the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, we humans tend to only see life as it appears through our small scope called our eyeballs. Our sinfulness and our desire to be our own God due to sin causes this. We tend to only see life as it affects us. Let me say something right here. Life is bigger than what affects us. Matter of fact, life is bigger than what happens here on earth as well. God tells us over and over and over in the Bible that he is good. Why is it then when things don't go well for us, we doubt God's goodness? God created us sinless. God did not sin. We sinned. We chose to sin. God did not want us to sin. But because we chose to sin, we chose that not everything in life was then going to be good. God warned us before Adam sinned. And he said, look, if you do it, it's not going to turn out the way you want, and it's never going to be the same. Just because not everything is going good to man does not mean that God is still not good. Our circumstances do not change whether or not that God is good. God is good no matter what our circumstances. God's goodness is not based on how life happens to me. God is good whether life is good for me or bad for me. We need to quit judging God's goodness based on the events of us sinners. Anything this side of hell, we should be thankful for God's goodness. The fact that we don't have to all be in hell right now should be enough for us to see God's goodness. God has to remind us that he's good because he knows we sinners are only going to look at life through our selfish eyeballs. All of Psalm 107 tells us how to look at God's goodness. We sinful humans should not expect everything in life to be like heaven on earth. We forfeited that right when we sinned. We have no right to expect the blessings of a sinless life while we live a sinful life around others who are sinners. God never promises us in the Bible that good is going to happen to us all the time. Oh, I know. We have Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. But he promises in that he's going to work out as much good as he can. He never said that everything was going to be good. He said he'll salvage as much good as he can out of the mess we make. God is good, and that will never change. God is good when things are going well around me. God is good when everything in life is falling down around me. And I think it's time for someone to stand up for God today and tell you, God's good whether or not everything around you is good. Let me give you a few thoughts. Number one, God is good. His goodness is not based on our situations. We read in Psalm 107, verses 4 through 8, talked about they wandered in the wilderness, and they were hungry, they were thirsty, their soul fainted. They cried in their trouble, and God delivered them. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. Why do we think that God's only good when things are good for us? You know, God does not change because circumstances for us change. Malachi 3:6, I am Lord thy God, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Not everything in life even goes well for God, but the fact that He is good does not change. If a perfect, good God does not have everything go good for Him, what chance do we have of everything going good? What do you mean, preacher, that not everything's going good for God? God wants everybody to be saved, but not everybody will accept salvation. God doesn't want anybody dying going to hell, but people will die and go to hell today. God is good no matter what happens. I cannot always see God's goodness, but I can always trust God's goodness. Number two, God's goodness should change our minds. Romans chapter 2, verse number 4 says, Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Seeing how good God is and seeing His goodness should cause us to change our mind about complaining. You know, when we start looking at God's goodness, we have to quit looking at our circumstance. When I see how good God is and see how wonderful His goodness is, I'm less likely to complain about my situation. Psalm 107, verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, verse 31 tell us that. God's goodness is based on who He is, not what's happening in my life. Goodness is based on what God does, not on what happens to you. He is good no matter what happens. God is always going to do good. God is always going to be good. And God is good. And number three, lastly, God tells us to look for His goodness in others when our circumstances aren't so good. You know, let's face it, not every day is a good day. But God's good no matter what. God doesn't have to be good to me to be good. God is good even to lost people. You know, I sometimes have to look around and see that God is good to someone else. When we were building our building, God gave us many times many big gifts of money to help pay for construction. I remember one day a young pastor I helped start a building, get going on his church property, called me and somebody had given him a $50,000 check. I didn't say, well, I wish God was that good to me. I rejoiced in God's goodness to him. By the way, I had been given checks that big myself before. Not that day, but God has been good. And I rejoiced and saw God's goodness in his church and in his blessing. How could I not rejoice? You see, the more good we look for happening to others, the less we're focusing on our bad situation or our circumstance. We need to quit being so selfish about goodness. How about we decide we're going to look through God's eyes instead of our own? Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush, your host. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.